Why do girls wear dresses and skirts to school instead of shorts? That's the question my next guest asked in an article she wrote for the Conversation website in January. Since then, that question has morphed into what you might call a movement. It's called the Girls' Uniform Agenda, or GUR. Dr. Amanda Mergler is a senior lecturer and registered psychologist at QUT's School of Early Childhood and Inclusive Education, and is a co-founder of GUR. So, Dr. Mergler, what prompted your interest in the first place?
Well, initially, I had a struggle with my daughter's school, where they expected her to wear a dress in grade one, and there was no other option for her. That was a public school here in Brisbane, and I sort of expected that I could ask that we add a pair of shorts and a shirt for the girls, and that would be acceptable. But instead, I faced quite strong resistance from the school leadership team. It took over a year before I finally wrote to the Department of Education and Training, who then said to the school, you need to provide gender neutral options, which is part of the Queensland policy. Mm-hmm. So they then removed the word boys and girls from the uniform policy and said, there you go, our policy is now gender neutral. So my daughter had to wear the boys' uniform to school if she wanted to wear shorts.
Great.
Which as a six-year-old, being brave, she did. And on day two, she was stopped by an older girl and told, you can't use the girls' toilets. You're in a boy's uniform. You have to use the boy's toilets. So for me, that just then angered me and it became something I became incredibly passionate about, that all girls should have the right to wear shorts if they would like to school.
Well, I know of quite a few primary schools in and around Brisbane where girls can wear sort of skorts, if you like, skirt shorts. But is it really this topic is about high schools, not primary schools?
It's a bit of both, to be honest. We do find, we've done a lot of looking around Brisbane in particular, and in primary schools we are doing quite well in Brisbane. We have about 60% of primary schools that allow girls to wear shorts and pants of the ones we've looked at. Certainly in high school it gets a lot worse. So there are about 70% of high schools that do not offer girls a choice, and we're talking state schools at those figures. So definitely in high school, the restriction is enormous on girls and they're still expected to wear dresses or skirts.
What's wrong with that?
Well, there's a few things wrong with that. One of them is physical activity levels. So we know that girls are doing less exercise than boys. We know that that drops off dramatically in high school. And we would argue that one of the reasons is because when you put a girl in a dress and a skirt, she realises that she can't be as active. She also is concerned about modesty issues.
Because you might see their undies or something.
Absolutely, sure. Right. And all girls know that. You know, we've all experienced that and we're all worried about that. Mm-hmm. None of us want to do that. Even also there's learning disadvantages where, you know, if you're sitting up high on science stools, if you're out gardening, you know, doing an agriculture subject, you're limited in what you can do when you're wearing a skirt and a dress. And so it impinges upon girls in ways that boys simply aren't disadvantaged.
Why then, if it's so clear-cut, haven't schools changed before?
I think largely it's a matter of tradition. I think we're stuck in tradition. We often, you know, hold to things that have, it's always been that way, so why would we change it? And it was good enough for me and it's been good enough for, you know, people for a long time.
It's a good point though, isn't it?
Well, not really. Once upon a time, women couldn't wear pants to work. So it's now illegal for my employer to tell me that I have to turn up in skirts and a dress. We have anti-discrimination legislation that prevents that. But for some reason, schools seem to think that it's perfectly reasonable for them to force girls to come in skirts and dresses, even when those girls want to wear something else.
So you mentioned about adult workplaces and sort of equal opportunity laws, but do they or don't they apply to schools?
I would argue that they do. I'm not a lawyer, but I have looked into it, and I think that the anti-discrimination legislation is being contravened by schools. Often in each state in Australia as well, there are education department policies which state what must be offered to children in schools, and I believe largely they're being contravened as well in states. So I think it's just a matter of no parent has yet been able or willing to take a school or the education department to court, and I think that's something that we may see in the future. I think we're starting to realise that actually it isn't okay to force girls to wear particular things and it does disadvantage them, and that under the Act that would be grounds for discrimination.
Well, Dr. Merkler, while we've been speaking, Diane from Bulimble Heights has called in and says she was a prefect in Nambour High School in 1973, taken off the parade ground. Can't believe it's still an issue. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, well, and certainly the article I wrote for The Conversation got a lot of Facebook replies, and overwhelmingly the replies came from women who talked about how they were given detentions in school because they wore pants to school or tried to wear pants to school.
Well, we've got Diane here. Let's call her in. So, g'day, Diane. So, exactly what happened in your case back there at Nambour High School back in the 70s?
Yes, I'm just standing here this morning gobsmacked. I can't believe it's still an issue. Yes, 1973, I was a prefect at Nambour High School, you know, the Nambour State High School, and it was the middle of winter in Nambour. It's pretty cool, and we had, you know, we could wear the skirt and stockings if we did, but I decided I'd been lobbying for a while to wear long pants on the parade ground into school, and I wore them one day, and I was taken off the parade ground where the prefects were standing and put back into the lines with the other girls.
In with the masses, where I was, I think, in school.
Yes, because I dared to wear a pair of long pants in the middle of winter to Nambour High School, and I'm just gobsmacked. I just can't believe that, oh gosh, over 40 years, that this is still an issue. Unbelievable for me, so...
Yes, and that's one of the reasons Girl Uniform Agenda exists, is because we just want to raise awareness. So lots of people don't know that this is still an issue.
Yes.
And so many girls and women have been in so much trouble over so many years because they've dared to wear pants to school, and we need to change that.
Well, see, look, thank you, Diane, for calling in. Appreciate that. See, as a man, though, I must admit, I've never really thought about it all that much, and part of my care factor is pretty limited. But, I mean, it did for my daughter at primary school. I thought, oh, yeah, but it's never something I've really considered.
No, absolutely. And men have always had the freedom to wear shorts and pants, and that's, you know, a great thing. Women also deserve that freedom. When we look at the world of work, we see women in pants everywhere. I was at the hospital on Saturday, and I was speaking to a nurse, and I said to her, you know, what are your uniform options? And she said, oh, well, we have the scrubs, which are pants, and then we have our corporate uniform. And I said, oh, what's that? And she said, oh, really nice tailored pants. Mm-hmm. So they don't have a dress or a skirt to wear, because we understand that when we are doing things and we're involved in things and we're busy and active, we need to wear pants. It's far more comfortable.
Okay, so we've only got about a minute or less than a minute to go. So what's the plan then for your girls' uniform agenda?
Okay, so we have representatives all over Australia. We have a website where we can be found, girlsuniformagenda.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. We wish to support girls and parents out there who are trying to make a change in their school. They can contact us via our website. We want to work with schools so that they understand that they do need to provide a range of options for students. And we're also working to campaign with policy and legislation as well.
Okay, well, Dr. Amanda Mergler, Senior Lecturer, Registered Psychologist at QUT School of Early Childhood and Inclusive Education, thanks very much for coming in and chatting to us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Pleasure.